Yeah. Isaac, you have those, someone's talking and someone's in the
Yeah.
background, like, okay.
I'm saying there's a seat behind their shoe. Yeah. It's that there's something.
guess.
Yeah, well, at least a year.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So we're talking now, we're up to the midah of Erech HaPaim, which we said according to the Gra is two midahs. Erech HaPaim, which means holding out. Erech HaPaim either means to heal, but it means basically holding out, waiting. And we said it's two midahs. The first in the Gra's Cheshbon, because remember the Gra has to make up some of the midos because he took out Hashem Hashem as part of the Cheshbon. So what are the two? What are the two midos? The first one we spoke about last time, which is that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Erech HaPaim, to the tzaddikim, I mean, he gives them the schar in the best possible way, essentially. But this next one is Ma'ar Shatif Hazach. The next one is Erech HaPaim. He's patient for the Rishoyim, and he doesn't punish them right away. He allows them the opportunity to do tshuva. Okay. But that does not seem to be coming from the same place as all the other ones we spoke about till now. Because till now we spoke about the shoyrish of Hashem wants to give rachamim and this and that. This is basically like, look, I'm going to punish you or whatever, but lemaisa, there's some sort of rachamim here. I'll wait. Is there a deeper way to understand this midah of Erech HaPaim L'Rishoyim, which is the other midah that he's talking here? And how is it related to the one in Micha? In Micha, it says, "Lohechazik la'ad apoy." Because Baruch doesn't hold his anger forever. So, what does that mean? So, the midah lohechazik la'ad apoy, according to, oh, I didn't bring it here. The midah of lohechazik la'ad apoy, according to Torah Dvorah, is the midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu eventually, even if the person didn't do tshuva, eventually, the ra goes away. That means, Tamar Dvar explains, and he brings in this contrast from the Leshem and others, that the future of a Yisrael Rasha, of a Jewish Rasha, is different than the future of a non-Jewish Rasha. A non-Jewish Rasha is finished. There's no zecher of him at some point. At some point, there's no zecher anymore. In this world, next world, wherever it is, there's no zecher. But lo hechzik la'ad apoy means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not machzik la'ad. He doesn't hold the anger forever, means that the neshama will outlast the anger by definition. The neshama of a yid will outlast the anger of Hashem.
Even before Misa?
No, not necessarily before Misa. That's the point of the term Mitzvah. Could be at some point in the through the world, but the
It's
nefesh of
not
it,
saying that the neshama never dies.
the neshama will, I mean, maybe this car isn't, but basically the neshama will never, the chesed of Hashem will outlast the punishment, and the neshama will outlast the punishment. So therefore, the neshama will always survive. So the neshama of Yid will never get to the point that it's disconnected completely. I don't know about Karis. I don't talk about that actually. Now that you think about that and thinking about it, but this is what he says. And he says, "What's the pshat? The pshat is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that depth of love for a yid that there's no kas, there's no anger that can go deeper than the love that he has to you. And therefore, even if there's an anger there that he had deserves punishment, but the love will outlast the anger. And therefore, the lohechzik la'an apoy will say." That despite any of the punishment or whatever needs to happen in order to cleanse the neshama, but the neshama will last through it. Neshama doesn't just destroy it. That's the meat of lahechazik la'ad apoy. So if that's the shoresh of it, then it coming from the exact same place as all the other midos. Because all the other midos is basically saying that there's a depth of the love that Hashem has for us comes from chesed that's not according to our ma'asim. It's not according to what we do. The love is not based on what we do. It's just based on the chibur of the Klal Yisrael with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, this midah fits right in. It's exactly the same thing. It's unbelievable pshat. This is what lahechzik la'ad apoy means. It means that the anger that is there, but it's not la'ad. I mean, it's not la'ad means it can't be forever because the love is deeper than that than the ma'asim that we do.
And that's the same shirish as why Hashem gives time for the Rishon to do
Right.
tshuva.
Yeah. So how that plays out in this world, how that plays out in the more physical
One more
world
time.
is I'm not going to punish you right away because I want to see where it's going to come to boil. I want to see that maybe in this world you could still chaperein, but even if you don't chaperein, there's still going to be the shirish that's going to come out eventually. The shirish that I'm waiting for you to do tshuva is going to be there forever. In other words, when Hashem's waiting for Arash to do tshuva, so we said, so what's the midah of Erech HaPaim? I'm waiting for you to do tshuva. Why am I waiting for it? Because I have such an ahava that I want to connect to the part of you that didn't upset me. There's a part of you that's so deep that is deeper than the actions you did. So I'm waiting for that to come out. So I'm waiting for that to come out. It may not come out.
So, and that's why we need gas at all.
You need din because if there's no din, there's no system through which Hashem can give rachamim, really. So you need to have the din, and you need that's what you and part of this is like we said, erech apayim from lashon amala arucha. It's like it's healing. It's putting it together, the neshama back together, back to the way it has to be. But that which Hashem is waiting for the tshuva is because there's a piece of I guess like a shirish of the neshama, a piece of the neshama. Which will always outlast the chait. And by the way, there's a gevaldik mashal for this. From I said over in Ne'ilah 1 year, this mashal by Ne'ilah from your Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. I love this mashal, is unbelievable. See, what? The rope, yeah. See, I said it once there, but maybe I said it twice. Yeah, he says that. There was a guy, he bought a dog. He bought a dog and he loved his dog. And part of the thing with the dog is the dog was good at running. And he realized his dog could run for miles, but he'll eventually lose the dog. So he decided to put the dog on a leash. But then he puts the dog on a leash, the dog can't run anymore. So he's like, I don't know what to do. On the one hand, I want to let the dog run around. On the other hand, I don't want to lose the dog. So what do I do? Like I'm supposed to buy an 18-acre piece of property, put a fence. Like, what do I do? So he went to someone. He gave him advice. He said, "What's the furthest that the dog can run?" He said, "In one sitting, the dog could get up. He can run 5 miles." So he's very simple. So you put on a rope that's a 6-mile-long rope onto the dog. So the dog is running all he wants, 5 miles. He thinks he's free. He thinks he can go wherever he wants. But Maisa, he can't run further than the leash. So therefore you can always pull him back with the leash. You're never going to lose him. And he still thinks he's free. So Yitzchak Isaac Chaver says that's how Hashem created Jewish people. He wants us to be free. Think you have Bechira. You could choose whatever way you want. You can go free if you want. But Maisa, the connection that I have with you is deeper than any chait you could possibly do. The furthest you can go off and the furthest you can be chayte is not deeper than the love I have for you. And therefore, I could always pull you back with that string. You hear the muscle? So, well,
No, I'm just
so
I'm
that he
stuck with the
said,
Lamaisa. So it sounds almost like Hashem gives up, so I'm just gonna pull you back.
no,
Like
well, it's not giving up.
what
It may take a while of tikkun in some other worlds that we may not want to experience, but the point is that the Sharsh and the Shomas will be time. I don't think you want to, test that out. That's not the point. But the point is that there is a chibur there that can't get.
I think about Bala Chuba, and I'm Bala Chuba until they're 50, 60.
Right.
56 years old.
Yeah. Right. That means that they feel that. By the way, so he basically is saying this is the meaning of lehechzik la'ad'apoy, and that's what Hashem's waiting for in the Erech HaPaim, L'Rishayim. But then it's geshmak because then it's mamash the same system as the other midas, which is it's that midah that there's a midah of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's love,
You have a second floor?
which is deeper than which is deeper than that we don't have a flat roof, so which is deeper than we don't have that, but we have about 50 is seventh graders outside, so
One of them's on the roof.
yeah. I'm not sure
Wow,
which
what
is
is
worse.
this listening?
So,
Let's stand you back here.
So now, what does that mean, Lamaisa? So the Torah Dvara says, as you can imagine, So he says that this is mechayev of us to see the good in other people, no matter what their actions are. No matter what someone's actions are, even if they deserve our sinah, we have to find the shirish where we could love that person. And he brings a raya from halacha. We spoke at this halacha not long ago. The Gemara says that if you have someone that you hate, so if you have someone you hate, you are supposed to help them unload their animal even before you were supposed to help someone else load their unload. You're supposed to help them load up their animal. Why? So that you should cover, you should be able to, so you should get over the hate. So Tosis asks Akasha, Frek Tosis Akasha, the Gemara says, who's the Pasuk saying that you hate? You're not allowed to hate people. So the Pasuk says, if you hate someone, help them out. You're not allowed to hate anyone. So what's the Torah talking about? So the Gemara says, no, it's talking about someone that did averus, and a certain type of averus, you're allowed to hate them for that. So then Tosis says, so then what are you trying to be nice to for? Oh, because so you don't want to hate them, but you're supposed to hate them. So the whole thing doesn't make sense. We're talking about someone that there's a mitzvah to hate, and yet there's a mitzvah to go help them out. Says Torah Majorah, this is exactly the mitzvah of Lahem Zeklat. That you're supposed to hate the person, meaning you're supposed to have a sin up to their actions. You're supposed to not approve. You're supposed to not approve that what they're doing, to the point that there's a sin in there. But you're supposed to be able to find within them the deep nekuda that deserves your ahava and focus on that to give them chesed. That's the avoda. It's a high level.
You know how hard that is?
We're only on the fifth one, Rabbi Say. There's another, a lot more to go.
Even all these guys that were supposed to,
So there's different ways to say it, but the way Tosfos says it is that that if you don't help them, you may end up hating them, shelo lishma, just because now you just don't like the person. So therefore, we don't want it to convert into a shelo lishma hatred. That's what Tosfos says. But Talmud Dvar is saying that in the sinner, there's still room for ahava.
What if they wronged you beyond wronged you?
Huh?
What if they like?
According to Talmud Dvar, there's a room for everything, but this is high levels.
Let me say
This is
sin.
godly levels.
Ain't nothing godly about me.
What? This is godly levels.
So the whole idea of din is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show his Midah of Rachamim.
Basically,
what made you think it was Thursday?
It's right here.
Oh,
So okay, so that's Lehetzik L'Arapoy, which goes with Erech HaPaim L'Rishoyim, which is the other midah of the Goyim.
What do you mean?
Okay,
well,
which goes
well,
with
to show
because.
Which I